Last night was not Hillary Clinton's best performance. She dodged questions, regressed to her prepared talking points, talked over the moderator, but none of it mattered after this question.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time.
This is not the answer Donald Trump gave when he was asked the same question in the first debate. Here's what he said then.
The answer is, if she wins, I will absolutely support her.
He could have said that last night. He did not. He implied, first of all, that there was massive voter fraud underway.
Millions of people that are registered to vote that shouldn't be registered to vote.
He then declared that Hillary Clinton's candidacy was illegitimate.
She's guilty of a very, very serious crime. She should not be allowed to run.
Chris Wallace then sought to confirm that Donald Trump knew what this question was really about.
One of the prides of this country is the peaceful transition of power.
Now, he could have said, of course I agree to the peaceful transition of power. But he did not say that.
Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Now, if he loses in a landslide, I doubt there'd be trouble. But if he loses by, say, a few electoral votes, that's where the suspense would come in. What would he say on November 9th? What would his millions of followers do? Not that I'm really worried. I'm sure that if there's any trouble, Vladimir Putin, being the effective leader that he is, would be happy to fly in a few 100,000 friendly troops to set up safe zones. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.